Researchers are reporting that they found a brain abnormality in a group of people with bipolar disorder, also known as manic depressive illness. In a study published in the December issue of the Archives of General Psychiatry, these researchers say the same specific abnormality exists in the children, teenagers, and adults in this group. The scientists used brain scans, called MRIs, to find this abnormality, NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Over the past decade, MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, has opened a window on the mind, allowing researchers unprecedented views of the structures of our brains. This MRI study was done by researchers from Yale University who are trying to understand what bipolar illness is, what happens in the brains of young people and adults who have the disorder. Psychiatrist Hilary Blumberg is working with these patients.
We looked at individuals who are as young as 10 years old all the way through individuals in their 50s. And we compared them to individuals who did not have bipolar disorder themselves or have family members with the disorder.
So 36 people in this study with bipolar illness compared to 56 psychiatrically healthy people.
We were trying to use our scanning techniques, magnetic resonance imaging, to look for possible differences in the shape or size of particular structures in the brain. And in particular, we're interested in the structures that process the emotions.
One of the most painful symptoms of bipolar illness is the upheaval of emotions. A person in the throes of a bipolar episode goes through extreme mood swings, intense highs, and overwhelming depressions. So the researchers focused on a part of the brain that handles extreme emotions, the amygdala, the size and shape of an almond located deep within the very oldest part of our brains. It's absolutely critical to the basic processing of our emotions. Blumberg's group found a striking result, simply stated.
The amygdala was reduced in size
in the people, young and old, with bipolar illness. Blumberg believes that a smaller amygdala might not be able to handle emotions as well, resulting in the mood swings characteristic of the disorder. Harvard research psychiatrist Joseph Coyle is the editor-in-chief of the journal in which this research appeared.
I think we felt this was an important paper because it demonstrated structural changes in a particular region of the brain in adolescent onset bipolar disorder that mirrored what was seen in adults with bipolar disorder, suggesting that the brain changes that may contribute to the symptoms of the disorder occur fairly early in development.
Now, the brain scans show that the amygdalas of the bipolar group were reduced by over 15%.
15% is pretty big.
But, says Daniel Pine, a child psychiatric researcher at the National Institute of Mental Health, a 15% reduction in amygdala size is not so big that people can be diagnosed with the illness because an MRI shows a smaller amygdala.
But it starts to shine the light, if you will, on this part of the brain and say we really need to understand a lot more about how this part of the brain works in kids and in adults and how it relates to mental health problems.
And so the next research step is to use MRI technology to study the brains of children who are at risk for developing bipolar illness, children whose parents have the illness, but they themselves haven't shown any symptoms, to see if the smaller amygdala exists already in these children, or does the amygdala start to shrink as the disease begins and progresses in the brain. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.